The Corinthian by Georgette Heyer. Read by Georgina Sutton. Chapter 1. The company, ushered by a disapproving butler into the yellow saloon of Sir Richard Wyndham's house in St. James's Square, comprised two ladies and one reluctant gentleman. The gentleman, who was not much above 30 years of age, but sadly inclined to fat, seemed to feel the butler's disapproval, for upon that dignified individual's informing the elder of the two ladies that Sir Richard was not at home, he cast a deprecating glance at him, not in the least the glance of a peer of the realm upon a menial, but an age-old look of one helpless man to another, and said in a pleading tone,
"Well, then, don't you think, Lady Wyndham? Louisa, hadn't we better... I mean, no use going in, my love, is there?"
Neither his wife nor his mother-in-law paid any attention to this craven speech.
"If my brother is gone out, we will await his return," said Louisa briskly.
"Your poor papa was always out when one wanted him,"
complained Lady Wyndham.
"It is very affecting to me to see Richard growing every day more like him."
Her fading accents were so lachrymose that it seemed probable that she would dissolve into tears upon her son's doorstep. George, Lord Trevor, was uneasily aware of a handkerchief clutched in one thin gloved hand, and put forward no further objection to entering the house in the wake of the two ladies. Declining all offers of refreshment, Lady Trevor escorted her parent into the yellow saloon, settled her comfortably upon a satin sofa, and announced her intention.